sensational show with Scotty Miller. What was it? I'm gonna date myself. Ed Sullivan. He was saying. It's a really big show. Scotty Miller. Yeah, so we're sitting on the front porch for that song. We're gonna sit on the back porch now. Back porch, you know, in East Texas, back porch is when, the front porch is when you don't mind company, right? That's why you're on the front porch. You know, you're cool with anybody that drives up, have a little something to drink, maybe a sandwich, a little barbecue, hang out for a while, right? Back porch is when you're minding your business and you want everybody else to mind theirs. It's all about your time. Actually, so this song is a Mississippi John Hurt song. Yeah, John Hurt. I went over to Carrollton, Mississippi, where they have a festival in his name. His family still live in that area, and I went over there to witness the festival. I heard Taj Mahal was the curator for that year. So, hey, that was worth the drive. Larry plays with Taj. You guys may recognize Larry. He's out with Taj. And I rented a car. I flew into Memphis, and I rented a car and drove somewhere deep in the Mississippi. And I got lost quite a bit. But you know, what's great about Mississippi, you can stop anywhere and they'll just, you know, they'll kind of point you in a direction. Sometimes in the right one. But you know, it's worth the drive. It's entertaining. And I found out that I tried to order vegetables in one of the diners that I stopped in. They brought me fried okra. That was, okay, that's vegetables.
It's green.
And so I stopped at this, that was right in the middle of town in Carrollton, because I was told that the festival was in Carrollton, but it was just outside of Carrollton. And these sisters were having a bake sale and selling barbecue plates for their church. And so we stopped by there to get a plate. Actually, I stopped to get directions, but they wouldn't give me directions without getting a plate. So I got a plate. And I was telling them how, I don't know. Can we not put that on the plate? Because I was on this little diet, you know. And I was telling them what kind of diet. And they said, "Were you on a diet, baby? You looking good." Like, yeah, well, you know, it's like a keto. It's like keto-isk. And they went keto. And so they actually had a little huddle about it. They walked away and they had a huddle. And they came back and they went, "Oh, baby, you diabetical? Is that what's going on? You diabetic?" No, we good. Just put it on. Pile it on. So the keto diet went right out the back window on the way to the festival, as I had bread and beans and greens. And then I got to the festival and I had buttermilk pie. Do you know what a buttermilk pie is here? It's a custard. Yeah, it's rich. Not rich, it's rich. You don't want to put Cool Whip on this. You really want to hurt yourself. So I'm walking around with my buttermilk pie and I saw Taj backstage. He had his back turned towards me, and I yelled out his name. "Hey, Taj, what's up?" He spun around and he said, "Rufus!" That's what he calls me. He calls me Rufus. And he had his buttermilk pie in his hand. So there we were on the festival grounds, listening to all of this and really, really beautiful local music from all over Mississippi that Saturday. It's in July, so it's hot. And then Sunday, we went back and they had gospel music all day on Sunday. All local choirs and everything. I laughed, I cried, and I was full. was the best combination ever. Got a chance to praise and roll around in the grass because I forgot my festival chair, but you know, it's all good. But they had John Hurt's shotgun house. He had his house on the premises. You can actually walk through the house at the time. I don't know if you can now, but it was so beautiful to actually feel the vibration in this little tiny little shack that he lived in. They had his jean jacket hanging in the front room and his coffee pot in the back and empty bottle of Jack Daniels next to that. Yeah, I ain't mad at him for that. But it was a wonderful time all weekend. And we all sang, got together and sang a lot of his songs. And we did a caravan out to his grave and sang for him out there. So we want to honor Mississippi John Hurt right now with one that he called Richland Women Blues. I may get a little country on you right here now. Are we ready?